Day in and day out, boom or bust, there's a constant effort to bring business to the Rogue Valley put on by SoReady, Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development, Inc. But SoReady is not just about new business from elsewhere. It is also about helping homegrown businesses get started and assisting existing ones. Thursday is the day SoReady hosts its annual Southern Oregon Business Conference, a chance for people trying to get or keep their businesses humming to compare some notes. Alex Pawlowski is the Business Development Loan Manager at SoReady and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange today. He joins us in the studio. Welcome, Alex.
Good morning.
So for the folks who might not be that familiar with the mission of SoReady, what is the day-in and day-out work there?
Well, we're a traditional economic development organization, so we do business retention, recruitment, expansion. SoReady is a bit unique here in the state in which our loan program actually resides and collaborates very effectively with the economic development activities. And we're a little bit different in that we have a an entrepreneurial bent to us. So we've had the Jefferson Grapevine for about 8 years now. And we, in the past year, we created something called the Tag Team Technical Advisory Group. These are professionals who volunteer their time for the good of our community and to assist concepts and ideas that some younger entrepreneurs might happen to have. We help guide them and direct them through the process. So we're really at the very beginning stages and to the point of being able to lend money to some of the clients we've assisted along the way.
And how much has been loaned out so far, and what would you like to get to in terms of loans per year?
Over the course of time since the program has been going, it's about $16 million. We've created and retained almost 2,000 jobs. Last year, 2013, we lent slightly over $1 million, which is the largest amount of any of our colleagues in the state, and it created and retained about 130 jobs. So it does make a difference doing this, and you know, sometimes we're the only game in town because startups are not in favor for conventional lending, and we're willing to take that risk and you know, guide them along the way. And I'm so fortunate, knock on wood, that we have not had defaults.
What? How then can SoReady afford to take the greater risk, the one that the banks won't take?
Well, we are funded primarily through USDA and EDA funds. They've been lent to us quite some time ago at a very, very nominal rate. Our interest rates are probably right now about 2% above what the conventional banks would charge. But these this isn't a process where you walk into a bank and you just hand them a business plan. I actually spend a lot of time with them. Our tag team gets involved as well. And this is a very closely vetted process. I'm very proud to say, going back to my old days of banking, decision is made as much on the person as it is on the paper. And in this technological world, that's something that's not quite done as much.
It's not just a matter of which boxes are checked and checked
correctly. No, it is not. Not with us.
The mission of SoReady generally, though, 20 years ago, I think it would have been fair to say that the general focus was in looking for bringing manufacturing jobs into the valley. And given the state of American manufacturing, I have to believe that has changed.
You know, it's really hard to say. For us in particular, the recruitment side, okay? For us, if we were to target a region, and you have to be wise about this, you just can't, you know, think you're going to go back to New England and bring somebody out here. We pretty much look to, let's say, Sacramento across, down in California. Our cost of doing business in the state of Oregon is approximately 33% less expensive than it is in the state of California, for a variety of reasons. And so it's not difficult to ask a California company to consider moving up here. Of course, moving your enterprise after you're well-established, whatever community you're in, is always a very difficult process to go through. But you said early on, what is our mission? It's to help business prosper. And it is so much easier to help a local company expand than it is to try to spend a lot of money and entice somebody to come here from out of state.
So the emphasis has shifted over the years then to really making sure that you're working with the people who are here already.
That is true. The recruitment is typically done in the way the state of Oregon receives an inquiry. And if our community matches up nicely with their needs, then we have an opportunity to be able to enter into the discussion. But we do not compete with our, outside of our region. We're very pleased if anybody will come in from out of state and settle in the state of Oregon. So it's not as if we're having any turf wars.
Not a lot of jostling between, say, SoReady and its counterpart in the Willamette Valley or something.
Absolutely not. Nope, we actually get along. We view ourselves as colleagues rather than competitors.
Alex Pawlowski is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the Business Development Loan Manager at SoReady, Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development, Inc. We're talking about SoReady's mission and its business conference coming up later this week called Looking Back, Looking Forward. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Who is the business conference primarily designed for? Who are the people you would most like to attend?
Well, I'm proud to say I'm a co-founder of this. This is our 11th year now. Gail Schoenberg, local realtor, she and I became friends way back 2003, decided that there was room in this community to be able to reach a different audience. And it isn't strictly all business. It isn't strictly governmental units. And there is a large component of academia, because we are all woven within the fabric of our community, and many times they are segregated in their audience to the message that you're stating. And so we decided that we could craft such a presentation. It's designed, I will say unabashedly, to have a more optimistic approach to things. That's really what we're here to do. But there's a lot of economic data from experts outside the area that we've been able to entice to come here and speak about these things. You know, we need to know as much about what's going on in Central California as we do in Portland. We're more closely aligned, really, to the people down there in California. And so California, as California goes, so goes Southern Oregon. And so what's coming our way is very much a heated up economy down there. They have really rebounded nicely from being in a very ugly place. And so has Southern Oregon as well as the state. We're doing well.
Well, given that connection then, and given the size of California's economy, it's what, the sixth largest economy in the world?
In the world.
Then is Southern Oregon then potentially on a steeper ramp upward than the rest of the state?
One of our speakers, Josh Lerner, is coming down from Salem, and he crafted a message called Catching Fire, and he will elaborate on that. But it is Southern Oregon, largely through Medford being a large enough to be an MSA, and Bend are the two leading communities that are leading the charge in the state of Oregon. That's over the Willamette Valley and so that's Eugene, that's Portland, and that's Salem. So it's quite remarkable. We were really at a precipitously high pinnacle, in the, 2006, 2007, and we really had nowhere to go but down. I mean, and then when the crash came, it hit us harder than most. We had attracted a lot of real estate investment from out of area, and it was simply unsustainable. We wished it were, but it wasn't. And so now our real estate market is making a comeback, as is Bend. We both crashed, and now we're picking it back up. I hope we don't get to a bubble situation again, but we were so low, we had nowhere to go but up.
You talked about the fact this is the 11th year of the Southern Oregon Business Conference, and that you try to keep an optimistic approach. But when you can see that things have gotten a bit inflated, when there is a bubble forming, I mean, how do you temper the optimism with some honesty about how, gee, we really can't go any other place? I mean, were people saying before the crash happened, we can't really go any place but down?
It depends on the industry. Of course, anybody associated with real estate was thinking that we're going to continue moving on, but the pragmatists backed off a bit. You'll notice that if you go back over all the years, we've always had a component of an economist being involved. Mm-hmm. For several years, we had people coming from Wall Street because of a sponsor was able to attract them. And so as long as you have a component of an economist involved, that's always going to temper your enthusiasm. I've never met one that was very bullish about charging into the future, you know, without facts.
Right. Yeah. And you mentioned that Josh Lehner is coming down from the Oregon Office of Economic Analysis. You also have Dr. Tim Dewey, an economist from the University of Oregon, coming as well. So there's two doses of reality in the midst of all this.
And I will tell you that they've watched this game for a long time. I've known Tim now for 3 years. It's a matter of how you interpret the numbers. A lot of people just spout out the numbers, but you have to look behind the numbers. Although there's been some wonderful reports coming out showing how the state of Oregon has rebounded, we have surpassed where we were when we went into the Great Recession in 2008. That's wonderful. Not everybody's feeling it. There's been a watershed moment in America, not just in this state, where there's a lot of people who are underemployed. The baby boomers, myself included among them, are starting to retire and filter out of the system. Jobs have changed. Technology's taken over. My goodness. All these factors have come on over the last 5-6 years. And so it's difficult to plot the future when you don't have a good grasp of what's going on presently.
Alex Pawlowski, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, business development loan manager at SoReady, Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development, Inc. The business conference coming up this Thursday is called Looking Back, Looking Forward. You had mentioned, but it's not just the keynote addresses. There are lots of other panel sessions and things like that, I'm sure, at this business conference. And so outside of what people learn from the economists, what's the thing that they're most looking to find from this conference?
I will tell you that most people will come because they want to get somebody's different perspective. We don't have large enough businesses down here in the Rogue Valley that can afford a CFO, that can send somebody away to get some very, very high-level training back in New York or L.A., to prognosticate where you're going. And so you tend to just accept things as they're coming right at you. It's better to plot it out a ways if you possibly can. So we take great care to make sure we're bringing in some people that are not only interpreting the past, but can respond to questions from the audience about where they see the direction which we're headed. And most business people would like to know where we're going. They pretty much know where we've been, but you want to be this uncertainty, which has paralyzed our country. You can say we've been uncertain for a period of time, but you know, after a while, you know, you have to say, well, if it's to be, it's up to me. And that's the tack we take.
Given the changes in the economy, though, and they are overwhelming, you just mentioned the technological ones, the demographic changes as well. I mean, do you get to a point where sometimes there really is no perspective to be gained from somebody who's been in business for a while because what the new person is doing in a new business is so totally different? Or there's still some good rules of the road that apply.
There are. But the fact of the matter is, we talk about technology. What about the fact that it's a global economy? I was just watching TV last night, like at 9:30, and you're watching Bloomberg, and they're talking to people in China, talking about the factors that are taking place from there and how they impact America. I mean, it's like we're 24/7 now on doing investing. I think can you go 24/7? I can't.
No, nor would we want to either. I mean, so the stations are on 24/7. We should point that out.
Okay.
But no, yeah, that's automation. We have that benefit going on here. There's always, in the midst of economic development, this discussion of, and in fact, I think the governor of Oregon even brought it up himself last week. It's like, you know, there doesn't always have to be growth. We can have a steady state sort of thing. And we'll explore that later on in other shows. But there's always this strong sense of living well in Oregon, a good life here. And so how do you temper the talk of, like, let's make business grow with let's make sure we also keep a good place to live?
You know, it's a trite statement, but when you start listing your strengths and weaknesses, it's the quality of life that often will rise to the top. And site relocators, who we meet with every year, will dismiss that. But when you actually go on out and interview the CEOs and the owners of companies, they will lead off with our quality of life. We lack the crime, the congestion. People respect their community and enjoy being here. They want to be a part of it. And so those are very, very important things. And I don't think we have unbridled you know, capitalism, whatever, where people are just to make the money. I think you'd go to a much more urban center than ourselves down here. We're a little bit more mellow. But everybody wants their community to be economically vital.
How many people do you expect attending the Southern Oregon Business Conference on Thursday, and what does it cost to get in?
Our goal was shooting for 225. I think we're at 250. So I don't know if we could take anybody else. We'd sure love to have them stand in the back. It's $40 if you're a sorority member, $50 for the for a non-member. They can go to www.soready.org and can register online at that point. But there seems to be some appetite for looking to the future.
All right. Looking Back, Looking Forward is the title of the 2014 Southern Oregon Business Conference put on by So Ready. That is where Alex Pawlowski is the Business Development Loan Manager, and he's been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Alex, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.